Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's exactly what a group of English musicians and singers have been doing in Rome this week, performing a series of reflections in words and music in two churches located at one of the Eternal City's busiest tourist sites, the Pantheon, also known as the Church of St. Mary of the Martyrs, and the nearby Basilica of Santa Maria Sopra Minerva. The new English orchestra and choir is made up of both professional musicians and others from all walks of life looking for a way to share the joys of their Christian faith through their performances. With a huge repertoire ranging from classical to jazz, gospel and folk songs from countries around the world, the group received standing ovations for their performances throughout the day from thousands of pilgrims, music lovers and just ordinary tourists who happened to be visiting and were able to stop for a moment of musical and maybe spiritual reflection. Halfway through their Rome tour, I caught up with the man who founded the New English Orchestra over 30 years ago and who is still the conductor, pianist and driving force behind this ecumenical group.
My name's Nigel Swinford and I'm the conductor and the founder of the New English Orchestra. It's an orchestra that's dedicated to playing spiritual music, not exclusively religious music, sometimes the classics and folk music, but it looks at the repertoire and the culture from a Christian standpoint.
Tell us a bit about the people who come to play or sing in this orchestra and choir. It's a very eclectic group, isn't it?
It's a very eclectic group, yes, and you have people like Christopher Poffley, the cellist, who plays with John Elliott Gardner and all the top specialist Baroque groups, tours the world with them, and young violinists like Hannah Smith, who's a working professional and is making her way very successfully in England in that way. On the other hand, the singers are populated by medical people, people who are in the area of defence, people who are in town planning, people who teach for a living. All sorts of professions are represented, but they have a musical talent and they want to use it, and particularly they want to use it to glorify God.
So what is it that really is the driving inspiration behind this orchestra? You've been going for more than 30 years now, haven't you? As you say, people wanting to use their talents in a very special way.
Yes, that's a difficult question to answer, really. At the most basic level, it's to glorify God, to give him thanks for his creation, to give him thanks for great music, to give him thanks for his son, and for the gospel. And our great desire, I think, is to express it with integrity, not trying to paper over any cracks, not trying to say that everything's easy if you become a Christian, but recognizing the power of God and the love of God as it's spread abroad in a person's life and in the life of a community. It's to say all those things and to give people, perhaps who've never thought about it before, an eye-opener into what it's like to be a Christian.
a very mixed group, not only in different professions and backgrounds represented, but also ecumenically. You come from a variety of churches, don't you?
We do. I never actually ask anybody of what persuasion they are when they come in. I don't think they'd cope very long here if they weren't believing in Jesus. They wouldn't like the repertoire, for starters. But I don't actually inquire whether they're Protestant or Catholic or what variety of either they might be. But we are a genuinely ecumenical group. We're quite a large group. There are scores of people on the instrumental list and many people on the singers list, and we don't often operate all together. We operate in smaller groups, and you never know when you get a group where the weighting is, whether it's more towards one persuasion or to another. But our joy really is to say that the Lord knows all who are his, and that those who reach out in faith to Christ are in one body.
You're playing in the Pantheon this year and Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, two perhaps of Rome's most significant basilicas. What's it like as an experience for you to play in a place like that?
That was very fascinating. Of course, we had to handle the acoustic of the Pantheon. That was very, very unpredictable. I resisted the idea of going there for quite a while. I thought it was musical suicide. But actually, we've had a lovely time, and we've learned a great deal about how to perform in it. We've learned where to stand to get the best effect. And the joy, of course, is that the audience is there already. There's often 1,000 people at the very least in the Pantheon. All you have to do is to start playing and singing, and there's your audience. So it was very exciting for us, actually.
You don't call your performances concerts, you call them recreatio. What do you mean exactly? What do you understand by this?
Well, a recreatio in our minds is a kind of service. One of the clergy at the Pantheon actually called it a paraliturgy. At root, it's simply a sequence of music and readings from the Bible. There are no introductions. It just runs through like a service. But also it commends itself. It's a sort of concert as well, because even if you're not a believer, you can sit there in the audience. You can be refreshed. You can enjoy it. You don't have to stand up or sit down. You don't even have to contribute money in the collection. But you can just hear the word of God and decide what to do with it.
And my thanks there to pianist, composer and conductor Nigel Swinford, the founder of the New English Orchestra that's been performing in Rome this week.